You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Man, Krampus Origins. God damn it, Bradley Martin. Why are you trying to kill me with these movie selections?
Jing. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I got to hear your reasoning here because I'm thinking about calling like Q in the final court in the first episode of Star Trek Next Generation to put you on trial for making me watch this shit.
That actually sounds like a better movie. I'd love to be a part of that. But, you know, I mean, I saw something, the word Krampus. I was kind of interested in where Krampus came from, thanks to the Adam Scott film, the Toni Collette film. Of about
quite entertaining.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed that. Very entertaining film. So I thought, oh, okay. So this will just be a B list of that. It'll be a simple, silly, schlocky B movie of something to touch on Krampus. So I'm interested in that. Now I don't know what I'm interested in anymore. I feel hollow, empty, sad.
Let me be very clear. This is not. Krampus is not a brand name that anyone owns, okay?
Right.
So any jack-off off the street can come in and say, I'm putting Krampus in my movie title. Guess what? That's how it is. You can't touch this because it's like a centuries-old German term. You cannot copyright, just like you can't copyright Santa Claus as much as Coca-Cola has tried.
I see. Well, that's, yeah.
So what you get here is a very unfortunate Z grade, like almost below Z grade horror film that in only the faintest sense has anything to do with Krampus on any level. Okay. Yes, it is German, like in terms of like where the thing's supposed to have come from. Yes, it at least has representative curled horns, although they are apparently part of a helmet, not actually part of its head. And yes, it does in fact abduct children, although more like, I guess, kind of like 70s Doctor Who turned them into beams of light. However, in every other way, this has absolutely nothing to do with any version of Krampus that you have ever heard of. And when it starts off at the First World War and you're like, it's Krampus Origins, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you think the Krampus started during the First World War? And there's like American soldiers, they bust in on a German bunker and they find, in this weirdly overextended sequence, they find a book that this one guy had that's like ancient, like Book of the Dead type shit. And they get it and they go back to their bunker, but then Germans bust in and kill all the Americans there. Okay. Flash to after that, there's a nunnery, right? An orphanage where some nun that's run by nuns, and the new teacher has shown up, and it's this woman who's like, oh yeah, my husband, he's in the war. He's in France. And you immediately put together, it's gotta be one of the guys we saw. Right. So, all right. And then they're like, oh, well, your husband died. That's sad. And here is everything he left for you, which one of the things is an amulet. And one of the things is the book. And you're like, what, huh? With that whole engine, wouldn't the Germans have the book again after that opening sequence? But never you mind, because honestly, there'll be much more baffling things to come. Almost immediately after the kids in the school, they try to give personalities and it feels like they kept mixing up who was supposed to be who, like they were switching around. What? Oh, that one's the bad one. No, this one's the slutty one. No, what?
Oh no.
They read off a page from the book, which like kind of like, oh yeah, I can translate ancient runic German. Okay.
Yeah. Just something you pick up on the way, right? Along the way, steps of life.
And see me. Yeah, sure. I mean, I just looked it up on Wikipedia. They summon something, but they don't know that anything actually happened. But then a new kid mysteriously has appeared who apparently is Krampus in the form of a small, like scowling child.
Yeah, and small scowling child named Dun 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 Nicholas.
Right. Like as in Saint Nicholas.
Oh,
I guess that's never, they never even bothered to try and connect it to anything else other than, oh, I guess that's what we'll call him. So the movie ambles about for a while, look like, oh, everyone's like people slowly realizing something's wrong with this kid. And then suddenly it's like, shit, we're running out of time and money. So let's just wrap this motherfucker up and have off screen almost everyone get killed by the now mysteriously turned into a giant CG looking Krampus guy with a magical light staff. Not even kidding. He just zaps people with his light staff.
Yeah.
And sucks them into him and have like the main girl has learned how to protect herself and yada, yada, yada. I mean, I don't even know how to say the words with a straight face. I don't want to spoil anything here because you know, are any of you guys seriously going to go watch this film and then be pissed off that we spoiled anything for you? But I guess I'll be good anyway. This is hot garbage. There's nothing about this film that works. They couldn't even mic the actors properly. I mean, it's the point, the sound mix is muddy to begin with, but then there's shots where it's clear they weren't even recording from the lavaliers on the actors. They were using the audio from the wrong mics where you're like, they're in a hallway and suddenly it's all echoey and distant because their voice is clearly recorded off the onboard mic instead of the mics that they had. I mean, it's like mistakes like that throughout it where I was like, what are you doing, movie? How did this ever get released?
Yeah.
Why would anyone pick this movie up other than they're like, well, some idiot will pay for it because it's got the word Krampus in it.
Guilty as charged. I mean, I didn't pay for it, but I saw Krampus Oh, Krampus. I like Krampus. But I'm glad you brought that up about the sound. I thought something was wrong with my screener. Every time someone would talk and it would be like, what's wrong with this? And my wife was like, I think it's just that bad a movie, dear. And, you know, I held out hope for like 10 minutes, but it didn't get any better. It's pretty bad.
Yep.
I did appreciate the memories it gave me of Tom Hanks in Monsters and Mazes. So I appreciate that.
Why did it make you think of that?
Just how the way the kids would talk to each other and, you know, one would pick up a book and be like, a book about Satan, demons, no, alchemy, magic, I don't know, runes, remember the word runes? You guys know what runes are, Nordic, have we said Nordic? Let's throw Nordic in there, what? Talisman, amulet, and I'm like, this is really giving me a vibe of when I was a little kid watching Tom Hanks, you know, have a drug trip from playing Dungeons and Dragons. So thank you, movie. Yeah, that's nice.
But back when movies were written by a bunch of conservative Christians in the middle of an 80s satanic panic who didn't understand anything about it.
No, that's what you got from Monsters and Mazes? I didn't get that at all. Kidding.
No?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
It's Mazes and Monsters, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
It's the other way around.
Mazes and Monsters, yeah.
I my takeaway from that movie when that came out is we immediately went and played Mazes and Monsters. We found like a big group of people. We played it every day for like 2 or 3 years, or we just were making it up. It was basically, we were the first LARPers.
Let's go into
the basement of this abandoned middle school nearby and play Mazes and Monsters in the basement.
Well, and you know, the Krampus mask kind of reminded me of something, you know, a kid would make. Be like,
seriously.
You know, I just say I'm the beholder because I don't have enough construction paper and toilet paper tubes for that. But I'm gonna get you. And I don't know, man. I don't even know what to make of this. It doesn't even seem
even the CG looks like it was made around the same time as Mazes and Monsters.
Right, like incredibly outdated. If someone came out, like if stagehand came out and just shined a flashlight at one of the orphans and was like, I'm getting you, this is bad evil, I'm getting you, that would have been more convincing than what was shown to us, you know? So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also what I thought was funny, to its credit, the orphans, I think the direction they were given is, you know, you're an orphan, be an orphan. So a lot of them were like, oh, crikey, it sure is bad being an orphan,
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Like an orphan act. Oh, I'm sure I'm hungry. Aren't you hungry? I'm not hungry. I'm a tough orphan. And yeah, like you said,
can
they'd
I have
switch
some
roles.
More?
And
yeah, I mean, there's one or two of these kids who are trying hard enough that it just makes it that much clearer how no one else is trying at all.
Yeah. You know, I always feel bad. I mean, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. I'm new to this awesome screener squad. I love doing it. But this is by far the worst movie I've ever seen, and I don't know how to feel about it. I'm having like an existential crisis over here.
Yeah, you're like, do I want to keep on doing this? I'm not sure I ever want to experience anything like this again.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't blame you, man. This is, it's just so bad. You can't, with horror especially, you just can't go by recognizable brands, because half the time they're, even if they're like some, like still the original company owns them, they've basically leased them off to some huckster who couldn't give a shit and is trying to make a quick buck. I direct you to any given Leprechaun movie. And there's like something like 60 movies with Krampus in the title that have just been made in the last like 2 or 3 years.
That's a shame.
All fucking terrible. They're all like maybe not as bad as this, but maybe even worse.
I'm just
and it's one of those, it's anytime it's a free brand, especially with horror, because horror people will watch almost anything, and I say that as one of them. I like, they're like, oh, I love horror, what is this, I haven't seen this horror movie yet, you know. I want to tell all those people spending money on at Redbox at garbage like this, say, dudes, just buy fucking Shudder for like almost nothing a month and like get a much better selection of horror movies than any crap you're going to get from your lurid boxes at the local 7-Eleven. It's a shame anyone would waste their time with this.
You know, I saw it, you know, I thought, oh, Krampus. I've said this, sorry for repeating myself, everybody, but just the name, it did sucker me in. If I am going to go on trial, I would plead with the intergalactic court to let me go back in time and scream at my younger self, learn public domain, learn what it means, don't be fooled. And hopefully this would avoid all this in the future. I was really hoping that, because, yeah, these like little horror movies that come out, you know, I thought maybe it'll be I believe it was called Another Grave Encounters. That was fun. I had a lot of fun watching that one, and it wasn't big or didn't have any expensive, I'd say, tricks to it, but no, this.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Grave Encounters, but I've seen it, and I can tell you, it was a fucking Citizen Kane masterpiece. Yes. Compared to this.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, no question. I can see why people, and I have other friends who like those movies a lot. I just, for me, they didn't really ring positive, but I get it. They're at least well produced. You know, at least they made an effort.
Yeah, you know,
of some kind. This is so embarrassing. I mean, it really is just embarrassing. This guy, this director, Joseph Mabah, he should be forced out of the industry gunpoint.
Oof.
He should be told, no, you're making everyone else look bad by even releasing this garbage. This never should have been allowed to, like, I mean, there's no usable footage.
No, and the sound, like you said, like, is horrible.
It's your fault from the get-go.
Props
for fucking
are horrible.
This up.
I think The Orphanage was the same set piece as the German reading his magic book at the beginning in World War One too. Oh,
yeah, it totally was. Yeah. Same place as the bunker. No question. Yeah. What's your final thoughts here? What's your final rating? I don't know.
Well, you know, I do want to keep doing this. I did promise Justin, you know, I said, hey, give me anything, especially if nobody wants to see it, I'll take it. You know, I love being on this podcast. I've loved oneofus.net for years. I've loved your work, Chris, before One of Us. I am happy to help. And my rating for this is 1 doubting Thomas out of 10, should I keep doing this thoughts at night because of this experience. And no, I'm happy to be on the screener squad, but
I'll give you some good advice as soon as the mics are off about future episodes, I promise.
Thank you.
And thank you for the kind words. But I'll say, yeah, this is garbage on the lowest level. It's barely worthy of even being considered a film, and I'm not being, like, trying to be funny. I mean, it's just not a finished film in any way. This is not anywhere near done or ready for release. And I mean, we said that to some degree about the last one, but still said, well, at least everybody was doing their jobs. This one, no one was doing their jobs. It's just such utter a waste of energy for everyone involved. I give it 0.5 totally killable orphans.
Oh, watch out, orphans.
Yeah, Chris is coming for you. Not even messing around now. You were an orphan. You were in Krampus Origins. Sorry, man. Should have thought about that before you signed on the dotted line.
Jingle bells, jingle hells.
Don't do that.